Easy, what's that all about? Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Quite happy to welcome Robert Woods to the show, starting his second year in the National Football League. Had a fine rookie season last year for the Buffalo Bills. Of course, you remember him at USC. And Robert, your buddy Marquise Lee, you knew him from high school. He's going to finally get a chance. He's going to go to a team in Jacksonville that certainly needs players. Did you give him any advice about his first camp and about the big show?
Yeah, actually I did. You know, we well, first off, thanks for having me on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we still spoke. Even this morning we spoke about, you know, film, watching. And we always talk about different situations, you know, part of the season, how it is in preseason and how it turns up a little bit during the season. And I'm just trying to get him ready for it.
You know, I was just talking in the previous segment about, you know, as a Raider fan, I'm looking at DJ Hayden. He's been shut down. And when they drafted him last year, I met him. I could not believe how skinny he was. And I know in the NFL they had a trend of having these really short DBs. Now it's all about speed. And I know you played defensive back in high school as well. What is it about this speed now? Because I don't see guys even wearing thigh pads, knee pads. You guys just wearing shiny pants now.
No, we're still in the past, but it's like you said, it's always about speed. It's about, you know, getting to this spot faster than the defender can. And that's all. You just want to get as many yards as fast as you can and move the ball down the field.
Now, you guys have added Sammy Watkins, traded up to get him. And it looks like when he's healthy, it's going to be you on one side and him on the other. When you look at that guy, what are some of the things, because we've all watched the film, but what are some of the things that pop at you that maybe some of us don't see about this talent?
I mean, I think it's all out there for everyone to see, you know, with his big, strong hands and his acceleration once he gets the ball. You know, as soon as he catches the ball, he's turning up field, looking to score. Exciting player with the ball in his hands, very, very fast. And, got to get the ball in his hands with this team. You know, we need him to make plays for us.
Now, coaching style-wise, you think about, you know, players coach like Pete Carroll. You can think about, at least he seemed hella weird in Lane Kiffin. You look at Maroney now. I mean, there's three different styles. Did it ever matter to you who the head coach was? Are you more worried about the OC or the wide receivers coach? How do you approach it?
I mean, you know, it's with me, you know, you never know. You know, I went into college, you know, going in as a Pete Carroll recruit. You know, he ended up leaving. And then Lane Kiffin ended up taking over the job. Had three different receiver coaches at that time.
Mm.
First year in the league, you know, had Ike Hilliard as a receiver coach. And now we got Rob Moore. So it was always a change and transition and things. So, you know, all I could really do was just, you know, focus on my job at hand and you know, and perform to my best ability.
Rick Tittle with Robert Woods of the Bills. And I remember when Javid Best, who actually went to my high school when he was being recruited at Cal, Jeff Tedford asked him, do you think of yourself more as a track guy? Because he was state champ in the 100 meters. Do you think of yourself more as a track guy or a football guy? And he said, I think track is my first love. And they thought, well, maybe that was a bad sign. But in a way, it wasn't. He still loved football as well. And I know you were a track guy, but what was one of them one of your bigger loves, or are they about the same?
Definitely football. You know, I've been playing football since the age of six. And then just started running track when I got to high school as a freshman. And played baseball as well, but tried out for the baseball team, wanted to go with track. You know, got my first CIF ring. And I've been running track pretty much ever since then. But I definitely consider myself a football guy with a little bit of speed, I would say.
I know your dad, Robert, and your grandfather, Robert, played for Grambling. Now, Grambling is a fine school. It ain't USC. So was it kind of like, you know, hey, man, I'd love to go to Grambling, but I want to play big time here. Was that it?
Vice versa.
Just
wanted to, you know, I looked up to my dad. You know, he went to Grambling, played for a great coach. And he always, you know, tells, you know, stories about Grambling and, you know, was signing college with his friend. And then me, you know, just always hearing that as a player, you know, it was like, man, I want to go to Grambling, you know, just like you, Dad. And then end up, you know, he ended up telling me, like, son, you're a lot better than I was. And, you know, got, you know, bigger offers.
Well, you think about, you know, Eddie Robinson we're talking about there, and he was a coach there for nearly 60 years. What did, do you have any, like, a little anecdote about that your dad told you about Eddie Robinson?
Just about how his players love to play for him. They all, you know, pretty much went to Grambling because of him and his great history as a coach, and just how he was just taught them so many lessons, you know, getting up in the morning to make sure they had breakfast to start their day. Because you knew if they was up for breakfast, they'll be up, you know, and able to go to class and everything like that. And just the players, some of them, you know, felt like they didn't, you know, have to be in the frat or something like that because they were all so close and as brothers, as teammates.
Couple more questions for Robert Woods, and we'll kick you loose here. Marshawn Lynch, of course, fine running back, Super Bowl champ now. He got drafted by the Bills, and kid out of Oakland, California, wasn't really a good fit up there. He admitted it himself. He said he didn't really take to upstate New York. But for you, a quiet town, but and a cold town, definitely in the winter. But have you found Buffalo to your liking so far?
Yeah, so far so good. You know, I love it here. You know, just love, you know, playing, you know, in this city. You know, fans always come out and support. And it's just, you know, it's all about the Bills in this town.
Have you heard anything about, you know, Bon Jovi this and the team might be moving to Canada and all this other stuff that they're trying to sell this team? And I know the people of Buffalo are trying their hardest to hold on to them, as they should, and I hope they do stay. But does that affect you, or you just get down to business?
I just get down to business. You know, that's outside factors that has nothing to do with, you know, the game itself. I mean, just changes location or whatever it is, whatever happens. But, you know, that has nothing to do with the players. All we got to do is come out here, know our assignment, and play football.
And finally, I know E.J. Manuel is going to play in that last preseason game just because they need him to get a little bit more sharp. Fantastic athlete, and in last year's draft, the only quarterback in the first round. What kind of rapport do you have with him? Because you came in as rookies, and it seemed like it seemed pretty quick you guys got to know each other well on and off the field.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched him ever since he was at Florida State, you know. Both of us were teams supposed to play in the national championship, both fell short. Mm-hmm. But always, you know, watched him play at Florida State. And we got drafted. I took a visit with him to the Jets, where we first officially met. And stay connected since then. He ended up getting drafted to Buffalo. I ended up tweeting him, and then I ended up going that next day.
Well, listen, I know opening day at Chicago, we wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for your time, Robert, and we'll see you out at the Coliseum later, right around Christmas time.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, man, take care. That's Robert Woods of the Buffalo Bills.